When you mention guitarist Bucky Pizzarelli, you're bringing a lot of jazz history to the table. He's been on the scene since World War II, was a part of the Tonight Show Band in the 60s and 70s, teamed up with Benny Goodman, Stefan Grappelli, Rosemary Clooney, and just about anyone else who needed a great guitar player. Please welcome Bucky Pizzarelli and Pearl Django. Thank you. Live in the studios here at KPLU, Bucky Pizzarelli with Pearl Django, which of course is not just one person. Michael Gray, violin, Rick Lepinen, bass. We've got David Lang on accordion, Troy Chapman and Ryan Hoffman, guitars. It's wonderful to have you all here. And we've got a wonderful group of listeners here from the Leadership Circle. And Bucky, before we went on the air, asked if we might have a question from the audience. And I think we may.
Just have a quick question. We've celebrated New Year's recently, and Bucky, you've had a couple of New Year's performances. Wondering what one of your most wildest New Year's performances you've been part of.
Oh,
man, who's seen them all.
Well, you know, this year I played at Morristown, and they have what they call a first night, and they have 20 bands playing around. They have in the center of town, a green, all grass and trees and everything. And the churches and schools, libraries, every restaurants, they have 20 different bands playing. And believe it or not, on New Year's Eve, we finish at 9 o'clock at night.
anyone else from the audience have a question? I thought we might have had one more. Well, I've got a bunch, so we'll go to me. Bucky, I was surprised to hear that you're a self-taught guitarist. Well, kind of. You were taught by family, right?
Yeah, my two uncles, Bobby and Peter Dominic.
And for you, developing your talent as a guitarist, was that a matter of just playing a lot, or did you take classes?
No, I studied with both of them at different times, mm-hmm. but the younger brother, Bobby Dominic, played with all the big bands, so I was forever getting hot tips because he was on the road with Buddy Rogers and Clyde McCoy and different bands like that, playing just rhythm guitar, you know. So he always come back and show me something nobody in Patterson ever saw.
And that must have been something to see a successful musician during some really hard times
the
Depression.
Yeah, well, I followed him around. I used to go on recording dates with him, you know, and rehearsals, and I got the bug.
And certainly the music bug has gone through your family. John Pizzarelli and Martin Pizzarelli,
right.
Both very talented.
Right, well, John studied with him as well.
Uh-huh.
He started on a banjo and switch the guitar later on.
Now, we had John Pizzarelli live in the studios not long ago, and I asked him about playing the rhythm guitar and whether it was possible to teach someone how to swing. And he said, well, one great way is to sit him down next to you for a couple of decades. Do you think it's possible to teach somebody how to swing?
Well, I think the best training I got was playing in a big band, and that's all I did was play rhythm. So after a while, it started to happen. It didn't happen right away, but it happened much later. I was with Vaughn Monroe's band for 5 years, and the bass player and I were always, like if we did a radio show, we used to do the Camel Caravan every Saturday. We'd have air checks taken off, and we'd see what we were doing. And that was very helpful to us.
Bucky Pizzarelli is live in the studios here at KPLU with Pearl Django. And let's hear another song. I understand our second song will be the BS portion of the show, the Bucky Showcase. Let's hear this one. Thank you. Darn that dream. Beautiful. Bucky Pizzarelli live in the studios here at KPLU. Bucky, we hear you on the seven-string guitar. You were around when George Van Epps really developed the seven-string guitar.
Oh, yes.
I wonder if you could tell us about those days.
He came to New York. We all knew him from his albums, you know. And then in 1954, he made a beautiful album called The Guitar Album. You know, it was fantastic. And he had just developed it, played the seven-string. And we had the good fortune to hear him play live in New York, catty corner from Carnegie Hall at the Park Sheraton Hotel. He was demonstrating the Gretsch guitars. And we were all doing studio work, jumping around doing rock and roll dates, recording dates. And between dates, we'd all go over to the Park Sheraton. He was there for one full week. And that night, he played in the nightclub down at the Empire State Building. So we got a good bath of his music, you know. And I remember the night we went down to hear him play, the next day we went to Manny's Music Store on 48th Street and bought out the store, the seven string.
How long did it take you to master the seven string? I'm guessing you can just play six of the strings until you figure out that
seven. I was always, you know, I knew the six string very well, but I'll tell you something funny about that. I used to do the Tonight Show, and we used to play a game called Stump the Band.
Oh, yeah.
And the audience would yell out, and somebody had to know it. And if we didn't know the song, I would look at Doc, you know, and I would go to... Doc would sing a cowboy song. But when I had the seventh string, I did this. I gave him this arpeggio.
Now, you're here playing with Pearl Django. You're a big fan, as I think just about anybody who picks up a guitar is, of Django Reinhardt.
Oh, big, big.
Do you remember when you first heard him? Was it surprising to hear
some bartender, I was playing in a club, and a bartender lent me some 78. You know what a 78 is, right?
Yes.
And I'll tell you, I wore them out. You know, I had to get them back, but I almost met him when I was in the service during World War II. I was in Germany and Austria near the end of the war, the last 4 months of World War II. And we were lucky to go home first after VE Day. And then I was in an advance party putting up signs where our troops were supposed to go to Lahore from Austria. But on the halfway there, we stopped at a rest camp just... I was with a Jeep driver, and he was playing in that town that night, and I just couldn't get there. There was Nancy France. But later on, I got to play with Stefan Grappelli, which was a big, big thrill.
That must have been amazing. I wonder, did he give you any indication of how you measured up to Django Reinhardt?
No indication at all.
A quick question for the band. Michael Gray on violin here. This is not the first time you've taken the stage with a special guest like Bucky Pizzarelli on hand. What's the procedure when you get a call, hey, we want you guys to play, and somebody else is going to be the star? Do you guys have to prepare for that? How do you prepare for that?
Well, first of all, that really makes life easy. Second of all, with a guy like Bucky, he knows every song. He really does. And so I think that that really makes life pretty easy. Whatever we say, oh, yeah, I know that one. And, you know, I remember talking to him on the phone. I said, well, you want to do this tune? And he goes, oh, that'd be great. And whatever tune I asked him, he said the same thing. Oh, yeah, that'd be great. So you really get the depth of his knowledge. He's an encyclopedia. But the other great thing, I think especially now, is I did a lot of research online and was watching Bucky play with John and at a place, the Shanghai, Jersey, and they did a great show, and there was like four or five tunes, and there was one, and I heard your version of Tangerine, and you also did See You in My Dreams on that show.
Yeah.
And so I think that there's so many really great tools now to be able, when somebody like Bucky comes in, you know, I mean, he's kind of he's the link, you know, so we want to try to, the tunes that we do, that we know really well, we want to play with tunes he knows really well. Yeah. And so it's, you know, I think it's it he's about the easiest guest artist we've had, I think. Martin, I mean, they're all easy, but he's just it's like falling off a log. So.
Now, when I was doing research, and I encourage people to do research on Bucky Pizzarelli, you'll go down the rabbit hole online and find some amazing information you've never heard of. You were on hand for Tiny Tim's marriage to Miss Vicky on The Tonight Show.
I tuned his ukulele.
You tuned his ukulele. were there any other Tonight Show memories that you have that were particularly unusual?
I must have run into some
real characters on that show.
Every night something different happened, you know. Every once in a while, like when Sketch Henderson was there, he would say, play a solo, you know, because the comedian didn't want to go on the last 5 minutes and they had 5 minutes to spare, so we'd grab the guitar and start playing a tune.
Let's hear one more song from the band. What have you got to finish off?
What do we got?
I think See You in My Dreams.
See You in My Dreams. Oh, perfect tune to finish off. Bucky Pizzarelli with Pearl Django live on KPLU.
Thank you.
Thank you.